What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Kens and Queens. I am your host, Mackenzie Mitchell. Before we start this week's episode, I would like to introduce my guest in the studio this week. It is my sinus infection, and it turns out he is here to stay. I put off recording this episode for as long as humanly possible because I feel like I sound like a raspy Fran the nanny. I caught a terrible cold, as I explained on my Instagram. I shockingly went from 95 degrees to 60 degrees and raining, and I got sick. Shocker. I do not have COVID, but I appreciate all of you asking. I don't. I promise I don't. But we're stocking up on the Mucinex and the Ricola cough drops, and I am making my way through. So if the sound of phlegm and coughing and sneezing really bothers you, I know there's a term for that. I don't know what that phobia is called. Honestly, I'm going to just warn you now, don't listen. It's going to be one of those. Also, I would like to say that if you have seen the title of this episode, it is obviously the story of my engagement to my amazing fiance, Riley, who you guys have had the pleasure to quote unquote meet on the show a couple times. If you have already heard that story, I would still listen to this, number one, because I want your viewership, but also because when I've been telling people the story, when he and I have both been telling people the story, we've been just leaving out details because it kind of feels like people ask to be polite. But I'm going to get down to the nitty-gritty, the pre-engagement, so before I was even in Michigan, to the day of and right after, and some of the conversations my fiance and I had, which is still such a weird thing to say. I still like am itching to call him my boyfriend. He'll always be my boyfriend, but now he's my fiance too. But in other news, thank you all so much for all of your sweet messages. Our phones did not stop going off for 3 days between texts and calls and emails and Instagram notifications and Facebook notifications and just everything from everywhere. You guys have been so sweet. The outpouring of love has been just absolutely incredible. We feel so showered in love. Last thing before we get into the story, we do not have a date, a venue, a theme, colors, bachelor, bachelorette locations for our parties. Like we don't have anything planned. And I say that because we've already been asked. And at the time that this episode goes live, we won't even have been engaged for a week. We have one idea that we've always kind of, you know, hoped for. We'll see if that comes to fruition. If it doesn't happen, you know, obviously we have to be flexible, I guess, but, yeah, we don't have anything set in place. We're kind of just living in this place of bliss right now. As you guys know, when the show started, I was just a girl that had just moved across the country to Florida and kind of living in that chaos and enjoying life with, you know, my wonderful boyfriend. And it's kind of looking like I will be moving back to the Midwest. Again, for those that don't know, Riley is in the military, so we're pretty limited on where we can live, and I have a remote job. It was a possibility in the beginning when I first moved here that my office would be, you know, going back into the office at some point. We have since discontinued our lease at our old office building, and I have team members all over the country now. So, yeah, it turns out you can't do a long-distance marriage, which is news to me. I'm just kidding. Regardless, there it is. I promised. There it was. I'm so excited to get started on the wedding planning process. I have looked forward to marrying this man since the day that I met him, and I am so excited to be blessed enough to spend the rest of my life with him. So without further ado, let's get into the story of my engagement. Oh, it's still so weird. Okay, so let's start before I even get on the plane to go to Michigan. So Riley and I had talked about getting married forever. We always knew that we wanted to get married. He was obviously, because he's a guy, was very hesitant about when and how and everything, which I've noticed is kind of the standard across a lot of my friends' relationships. A lot of my guy friends have told me the same thing. It's so odd to think that there were so many different stages of my life where I thought he might propose. And to be quite honest with you, I've never been so grateful that they never happened. I thought he was going to initially propose when he got back from Afghanistan in 2019, in the summer after I graduated from college. And I just think we've both grown so much since then, and so much has happened that went from being, we were in a relationship before he left, and then we were in like something really serious when he got home. And I don't know how else to explain it other than to say it in that way, that like we just went through something together. Like we were bonded in a much deeper way. And obviously when we were in college, our relationship revolved a lot around going to parties and driving each other to class and late nights and everything else. It was reality. I'm not going to invalidate our relationship by saying it wasn't, but there was just so much more we had to learn about each other, like how we dealt with finances, how we kept a home. And you know, we lived together for a year, our senior years of college, but it just, there's something different when you've been at work all day versus when you are coming home from class every few hours. It just was different. And I honestly thought he would propose like right before the pandemic hit. And for those that don't know, that was part of the reason we broke up. We were realistically broken up on paper for about a year, but we talked every single day and hung out almost every single day in that time period. But in the very beginning of our breakup, it was really hard because I just kept telling him, like, I want to get married. And he just kept saying, like, I'm not ready for that yet. I'm not ready for that yet. And at that point, we'd been together for like 3.5 years. So I was a little devastated. And then he at one point was like, I don't think I want to get married. I don't think I want to have kids. And I was like, I'm sorry. That's just a non-negotiable for me. So obviously present day, we've talked about it way more since we got back together, and we've been together for several months since we initially broke up. But like I said, we weren't really like broken up. We just like officially made it official again last like late winter. So it's just so crazy to think that was like less than a year ago. But again, like things come in so many different waves. I'm just so glad it happened that way. So that's backstory on our relationship. I will definitely, if you guys are interested, do a longer tale episode about how we met and all those lovely, amazing things. But I'd love to do that episode with him because I think he would give good commentary to it. But come to present time, and the day before I left on my flight, I had a feeling it was going to be this weekend. Because we'd agreed we were going to do it before the end of the year. We'd been together long enough. We were mature enough. We were financially stable enough. It was time. And so every time he came to visit me in Florida, since we had that conversation, I was waiting for him to do it. And I had one request about the engagement, and that was that I wasn't proposed to in a bathing suit. Because I knew if he was coming to visit me in Florida, there was going to be a lot more times I was in a bathing suit than times I was dressed up. And he bought my ring months ago. And he asked my parents months ago. So this had been obviously very premeditated. It wasn't necessarily an impulsive decision by any means, but again, I just like it's so bizarre. I like can't picture it going any other way than the way that it went. So I was like, well, it's either this weekend or it's going to be Christmas. Because if he, next time I see him, it'll be Thanksgiving. And if he proposes to me on Thanksgiving, I probably am going to say no. Because, oh my God, the least romantic of all the holidays. It's literally just about being gluttonous and sleeping and drinking. Like, I mean, as much as I love all those things, that's not really the theme of an engagement that I think any girl hopes for. But we had the best weekend, you guys. We really did. And engagement aside, to be quite honest with you, it was still such a fun weekend. We went out, we stayed at a hotel, which we usually don't do when I come into town, which was amazing. One of the nights, Emma, who is our other dog, was there at the hotel with us. And then the second night, she went to daycare. And we went out to a really nice dinner, and we got dressed up, and we had a lot of wine. And the next day we went to look at houses, and then we drove to our friend's house in Lansing, which if you don't know Detroit, Lansing is about an hour and a half from Detroit. And we're driving there and it starts to rain. And I can see him starting to get really stressed out. And for context as well, the night before we went out to dinner, I had brought these stick-on nails just in case I thought he was going to propose. And I thought he might propose at dinner. And he didn't, obviously, but he, well, for those that don't know what happened yet, spoiler alert, he didn't propose at dinner. I put on these terrible stick-on nails, and I always buy stick-on nails, but I thought they were the ones that were pre-painted, and they weren't. They were like the weird, like opaque, but still kind of clear nails. And the glue was like really shitty glue. So it was like really spotty on my nails. And I remember telling him like, my nails look so stupid, but it's not going to matter because we're not doing anything that requires my nails to be done. And I was being serious. Like I was like, if he's going to do it, he's going to know that I'm going to want my nails done. He hadn't said anything to me about it. So I didn't think much of it. But I did invest in a bunch of stick-on nails for the last few months just in case when I saw him, I had a backup plan if it felt like that's the way things were going. So I fuck up my nails the night before, and then we're driving to Lansing, and it starts to rain, and then it starts to flood. And I will post the clip on Instagram as well. I posted it on my Snapchat story on the way to see them, but it was like the whole highway had flooded. And people were pulling off to the side. And I'm just like, okay, there's no way he's doing it today. And him and my friend Hannah kept talking about going to the cider mill. And I was like, we always go to cider mills. Like, it's not like a fancy thing. It turned out that this one had a wine tasting thing. So I was like, well, I'll go and drink the wine, but I'm not going to get like dressed up for this if it's raining. Especially if you've never been to a cider mill. For context, it's like a pumpkin patch and a cider mill. They're like a farm. So you get dressed up if you're going to take pictures, but if you're not going to take pictures, like you'd wear like what you'd wear to work on a farm, like dirty jeans or like old sweats or like leggings or something. So I was like, all right, well, if we're going to go to the cider mill still, which I really don't want to do because it's cold and it's rainy now, like we're just going to stand outside. Like that's so weird. And he's like, well, they have a tasting room that's covered. And our friend Hannah just kept saying, they have a tasting room that's covered. You'll be fine. I'm like, okay. And so we're almost there and the rain finally stops. And Riley's like, see, it's nice. It's really nice out. I was like, yeah, we'll see. Just because like I was just kind of over it at that point. I was like, we could also just go to the cider mill on Sunday. He's like, no, we have to go today. I was like, we have to. And he's not usually somebody that's like, you're going to do something against your will. Like if I'm like, I don't want to do that. He'll be like, okay, like, what do you want to do instead? And if I have a valid thing I want to do instead, I'll be like, okay, then we'll go do that thing. But him and Hannah were both like, we have to do this. I'm like, fine, I'll go, but I really just don't want to get dressed up. Like, all I'm going to do is get like drink wine. And Hannah's like, I'd like to get dressed up because I want to take pictures. I haven't taken a picture with you in so long. And I was like, damn it. And then I started to think like, maybe, but like, again, I didn't think they would do it because I had this idea that the cider mill was going to be really muddy because it had just been raining. But come to find out, it wasn't really raining that bad there. It was like sprinkling, but where we were, it was pouring. So we're at their house getting ready. Riley, all the while, is in the kitchen with Hannah, showing her my ring, talking all about how he's going to do this. She's freaking out because I'm in the other room, and I can't hear them. I find this out after the fact. She was like, I can't believe he just like pulled the ring out in the kitchen. Like, what are you doing with that thing out? It was so funny, her explaining to me like how mad she was that he was doing this. But I was in a different bathroom, like getting ready. And obviously, if you saw the pictures, I did end up changing. I just threw on jeans and like a corduroy, like button up shirt. And so I finished getting ready, and I've got my shitty nails and my semi-cute outfit. Also worth noting, my hair was super dirty. I was going to wash it the night before, but I didn't. So it is what it is. That's not really important. I just think it's a funny detail. So we're driving to the cider mill. And like I said, it just turns out to be an absolutely gorgeous day. The sun is shining. There are rainbows out. The temperature is like perfect. It's like 65 degrees. There's like a nice little brisk breeze in the air. It feels very much like fall. So we get to the cider mill and we do a little wine tasting, and the wine is delicious, although Riley and Hannah have never drank wine faster in their lives, and you cannot convince me different. They were seriously like halfway through all their wine before I'd even gotten to mine. And I could tell Riley was like, I couldn't tell if he was nervous or if he was just like on edge from a day of travel, because we really were driving through a flood. It was pretty stressful. And then when we got to Brendan and Hannah's, we were only there for like 20 minutes before we left again. So we're at the cider mill, drinking wine, doing our thing. And then I thought I saw my dad. This was just like a funny thing that like, I can't even imagine what went through Riley's head when I said this. But I turned around and I swear to God, I saw my dad's doppelganger. And I like turned to them. I was like, oh my God, I swear to God, I just saw my dad. And Hannah like looks at Riley like a deer in headlights, and Riley like looks back at her, and I'm like, it wasn't him. And I said it just like that. Like, I don't understand why you both look so scared. And that should have been a dead giveaway. But again, that's not really where my head was at. And they were so funny. They were like, oh yeah, yeah, no, 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 no. I was like, I just saw like a bald guy with a black goatee wearing a polo shirt. Like, I just figured it could have been him, but it wasn't. And Hannah told me after the fact, she was like, I was so pissed at him. I was like, did you fly her whole family out and not even think to tell me? So we're finishing up our wine. I have like two glasses left. Hannah chugs hers. So does Riley. And then they were like, okay, well, let's go down to the actual like apple orchard. Like, let's go pick the apples, which I already thought was weird because there were signs everywhere that said, no apple picking, because the harvest was over, so all the apples are on the ground, so they don't want you to pick them, and there's not really any good ones left in the trees. Like, you might find a couple, but it's not really going to be edible. So we're walking down there, and I'm carrying a glass of wine, and Hannah's like, I'm going to chug my wine. I was like, okay. And she's like, can I have yours? I was like, I was going to carry it as we walked through. She's like, I'll just chug it. It was good. I was like, I bet it was. So I was kind of annoyed at her and Riley, because Riley seemed like really weird, like his energy was weird, and he like kind of forced me to go in the first place, which I wasn't mad to be there at that point, but I was just like, we were just kind of like in a weird vibe. And Hannah keeps taking all my wine, and then we're walking down there, there's no apples, and Hannah's like, can we take our pictures now? And I was like, yeah, let's do it. So we go and take our pictures, and the initial plan was that I was going to take a picture with Hannah, and then I was going to take a picture with Riley, and after my picture was done with Riley, or like mid-picture with Riley, he was going to propose. I found this out from Hannah. So afterwards, obviously. So he doesn't propose during that photo, and he goes, Kenz, do you want to do our photo? And I'm like, yeah, yeah, let's do it, let's do it. And so we're like walking up and down these aisles with all the trees, trying to find a tree with a lot of apples still in the tree. We don't find any. It turns out the tree we were standing in front of was literally the only one left with like even one apple in it. So we walk back to that one, and I ask him like, hey, are you going to pick me up by putting my legs around your neck, or are you going to lift me up by my waist? Because I didn't give him like a context photo, and he was like, you'll see. And I was like, what? Like, that's not the answer to my question. And so I was kind of like annoyed. And then Hannah's like, give me your purse. And I was like, okay, whatever. So Hannah has my purse. Riley's not answering my questions. I'm standing there staring at a tree with one apple in it, thinking this is about to be the stupidest photo and the biggest waste of time ever. And I'm standing there, and I was like, is he going to do it? And Hannah's like, yeah, Ken's, it's fine. And I was like, okay. And then she's like, Ken's, turn around. And I like turned around after what felt like a minute of just staring at this tree. And Riley's like down on one knee. And for context, again, Riley used to fake propose all the time. And he would do it at romantic places like beaches and, you know, forest preserves and whatever. And he used to do it to troll me, which is fair, but mean. And when my initial instinct was like, this has to be a joke. I've waited so long for this to happen. Like, there's no way this is really it. And not because at all I was disappointed the way that he did it, but just because I was like, oh my God, it's happening. Like, what? And I'm like standing there and I look at Hannah immediately. I make eye contact with her. I see she's holding two phones. And I was like, is this a joke for a picture? And she was like, no, Ken's, he's serious. And I look back at him and he's just like smiling at me with like really wide eyes. I was like, hi. And you'll hear in the video, he says like something really sweet that I'm going to keep just between us since it's a little inaudible on the video, but like, I know what he said. And then he said, I had a lot of other stuff written and I can't remember a word of it now. But he said, I love you so much. Will you marry me? And I said, yes, obviously. And it was just so sweet. And Hannah's just like taking a bunch of pictures and videos and it was so sweet. And I'm so grateful to have those. We have one similar from when he got home from Afghanistan. And I'm just so grateful to have pictures and videos like that to be able to show our kids. Because this is just such a special moment. I mean, you talk about this for the rest of your life. So being able to have that in picture form is just so special. And yeah, so afterwards, we took a couple more photos and we called our friends and family. And then, we ended up going to dinner in a pub just downtown. And we had dinner and drinks. And then we went back to the house. And Hannah was so funny. She had asked Riley what my favorite champagne was. And this was a surprise to me again. But Riley like knew what it was. And Hannah was like, I'm so surprised. Like, Brendan would have no idea what my favorite champagne is. And it just like, it was just like another sweet moment where I was like, wow, what a great husband I'm going to have, where he just like pays attention to like all the little things. It was just really sweet. And yeah, then we hung out there, and then the next day the boys went hunting in the morning, and then we had like a little tailgate party the next day with some of his teammates from college. And then we left the next morning, that Sunday morning, because I had to leave to come back to Florida, so I had a flight to catch. So we had coffee with Hannah and her sister in the morning because the boys went out hunting again, but Riley stayed back with me just given the circumstances. And then we went out to lunch, and then he drove me to the airport. And I'll be honest with you guys, as far as long distance relationships go, this was definitely the hardest goodbye. Every goodbye has sucked, but this one was just like, this is not the way this is meant to be. We're supposed to go home together. We're supposed to be in the same place going back to our home. So it was definitely like a wake-up call to our long distance thing that we've been doing. Like, it just, I'm so excited to be back in the same place at the same time and being able to plan our wedding not through like links of like, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? Like being able to look at things in person and just relish in our engagement. And I think I mentioned this already, but we're not planning anything yet. We just want to enjoy this time because we have our entire lives to be husband and wife. And we had many years, almost half a decade, to be boyfriend and girlfriend. But we only have this short period of time to be just fiancés. And we really do want to relish in that as much as we can. But also with everything going on with COVID, there's a lot of weddings going on. So we also don't want to screw ourselves and end up having to get married in 2025 when I'm like 30 years old. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just like, we're engaged right now. That'd be kind of awkward to have a 5-year engagement. So that's what's going on, you guys. I am back in Florida now, obviously, and he is in Michigan, and I'm hoping to move to Michigan very soon. And We are going to get married, and I'm hoping to have a podcast episode all about like how we met and sort of about our relationship. And I would love for him to be on the show again so that you guys can hear his commentary, because he's pretty funny. I do want to preface by saying as well, you will hear us say this a lot about our wedding. And we've had a dream wedding for a long time. I don't know necessarily that that dream wedding will happen, but I will say that we do want to have a very small wedding. And I think that there's a bit of a stigma around small weddings, but regardless of the fact that I have a podcast where I talk about my deepest, darkest secrets, we really want nothing more than to be surrounded by the people that love us and that have supported our relationship from the beginning and watched it flourish and have supported us through every phase that it's gone through. And we've already been so showered with love. Like I mentioned, our phones did not stop going off that day and for the few days following. And since I've been home, I've already had like a little tiny like sort of engagement party. Like it was more of like a bridal themed girls' night, and it was just so sweet. And Riley was able to have that day with his friends the next day after our engagement, be able to go out hunting, which is something that he really enjoys and really loves. And I just can't say thank you enough to all the people that just made this so special. So we're getting married. So stay tuned for a lot more wedding content. I'm sure I'll have a bunch of very funny story times in regards to wedding planning nightmares and guest list nightmares and wedding dresses and tablecloths and all the exciting things. And also stay tuned as we sort of document this move back to the other side of the country. As sad as I am to leave Florida, I've just never been so grateful to be in the same place as him. So I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you again for your support. If you're engaged, I'd love you to DM me and tell me how your partner proposed to you or how you hope that they will. And if you're married, please send me any tips about wedding planning, because I feel like I'm stressed and we haven't even started yet. So I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Have an amazing weekend. Stay safe. And I will see you guys next week. Bye.